Grand Canyon University is Arizona's premier private Christian university, committed to providing next-generation education for students who want to make a difference in the 21st century workforce. GCU offers more than 200 academic programs in high-demand fields across 9 distinct colleges. We keep our rigorous curriculum relevant by partnering with industry leaders and advisory boards. Earn your degree online, in the evening, or on our vibrant Phoenix campus. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Success Movement Radio. Welcome to the movement. My name is Sean Wyman. I am your host on the Success Movement Radio show, and I am so excited. Got another amazing guest for you. For those of you that have been on this show before, you know this show is all about helping people to create movement so they can move forward in their life and their business. And tonight, I'm really excited because I have been involved in network marketing off and on for over almost 10 years now. And I've been through the heartaches. I've been through the challenges. I've lost a lot. I've gained a lot. And it's just something really special when you can find somebody that understands the industry and can come in and shed light on what most people find very, very challenging. Some are even willing to ridicule it and say that it's not a professional industry. Although I argue that it's one of the most professional industries that someone can be involved in, and that is network marketing, home-based business owners. So if you are a network marketer, if you are a home-based business owner, if you are looking at getting into the industry or considering it, you are in the right place because my guest tonight has over 30 years of experience in the network marketing industry, and he knows exactly what it takes to build what we call a residual income. So without further, I want to introduce my very good friend, author, speaker, and KISS coach, Mark the Pro Jackson.
What's up,
Mark? Welcome to the movement, man. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I have been up 24 straight hours, and I feel like I just slept all week. I'm fired up, man. I am fired up, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, that is so cool, man. I mean, I know you get excited about the show, but to stay up 24 hours, man, that's crazy.
My mind just won't stop.
I love it, man. I love it. So, look, man, you and I connected in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I got to check out your new book, which is absolutely amazing, called Keeping It Super Simple in Network Marketing, What You're Not Taught from Stage. And it's just a really simple, beautiful book, man. So I just want to start out the show by thanking you for writing something so simple and so easy for people to read and get good training and good understanding of what this industry is all about. So with that being said, share a little bit about you, Mark. What are you about? What are you up to right now? And let's get this baby going.
Absolutely, Sean. I appreciate it again. Thanks so much. And yeah, I'm just an average guy, Sean. There's nothing really, you know, they say a big shot, nothing but a little shot that kept on shooting, right? So I just keep on shooting, man. My background, I grew up in an average family. I did have a mom and dad, you know, to raise me and you know, Christian family. And I always, ever since I was a young kid, I always was intrigued with network marketing, with business. And this will tell my age, but I used to have cassette tapes of Earl Nightingale, you know, if you remember him.
And, oh, yeah. Wow.
You remember Earl? Yeah. And I would listen to him and then some of the other folks, Tony Robbins, when he first got started in the Les Browns and just on and on, Tom Hopkins and so forth. And it was my dream way back then to be one of the top speaker trainers because I love communicating. And that was really my background. And then I got involved in network marketing at a very young age, basically from my mother. She was selling a company selling Tupperware. And she was teaching me how to do the invoices and how to bag up the Tupperware, all the plastic, and separate it. And I would watch her count the money after she would collect. And that blew my mind. I actually put that in my book, Sean, because I saw her take the money. And I say, Mom, you know, whose money is that? She said, well, this portion is mine, and I send this portion back to Tupperware. And even the portion after she sent it back to Tupperware, it looked like she just had so much money in her hands. And I said, you know what? That looks like something I want to do, you know. And that was just really the start of how it really got going, Sean, at about 16, 17 years old.
Wow, so you've been in the industry since you were like 16 years old, man. That's really cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. Matter of fact, my mother was the first person to ever sponsor me because I learned so much about Tupperware. I actually, she sponsored me, and I said, I think I can do this, Mom. So there I am, a little skinny dude in about the 11th grade in high school, driving around my mother's Ford station wagon with a pile of plastic in the back, having Tupperware parties. And ended up being the number three Tupperware dealer in the whole Fayetteville, North Carolina region at 17
years old. Get out of here, man. No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I think they just came to see who this kid was selling Tupperware.
Right. But still, man, hey, whatever it takes, right, to build the audience, that is great. So, Spark,
absolutely,
share with us what you do, man. What is it that you do?
What I do, Sean, is I make network marketing simple. Like you said, I've got well over 30 years in the industry, and I've pretty much seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great of network marketing. And what I learned, now I've accomplished things that most people will never accomplish in network marketing, not the $100,000 a month income, but what I did achieve, with the luxury cars and the Comacheck residual income, I quickly started realizing that most people never really made any residual income in the industry. And so after all these decades in the industry, I started looking around and the way I would teach my teams about how to keep everything so simple, because a lot of things I was learning from stage, when I took it back to my, I don't want to say my hood, but, back to my neighborhood, back to my marketplace, it wasn't really coming off the way it sounded on stage, Sean. And so I started simplifying things and breaking it down where the average John, Joe, and Mary could understand it, can do it, can duplicate it, and ended up, here we are in 2016, where I actually wrote the book from much encouragement from one of my students that kept saying, Mark, you've got to write this book. You've got to get this out to the world, because there was nobody in the industry doing it like this, keeping it that simple,
right,
and working with people on an ongoing basis. Yeah. Absolutely.
So real quick, take a break for just a second here, guys. You are listening to Success Movement Radio. My name is Sean Wyman. Now, listen, if you would like to talk to Mark live tonight, I got a telephone number for you guys, and you can call in and you can talk to Mark Jackson live. You want to talk to somebody with 30 years. Look, most people with this kind of experience, you are paying high dollar to spend time with them. And Mark, because of our connection in Atlanta, we had a conversation, and he agreed to come on this show and provide audience. So please take advantage of it. Call this number, 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. If you've got a question about network marketing, direct sales, how residual income works, anything that you want to ask a 30-year pro, tonight is the night. That number one more time, 646-716-7979. All right, Mark. So you started out, man. You're 16 years old. You're rocking Tupperware with your mom, making millions of dollars, right?
Not quite. Not quite, Sean. Not quite. And this is where my target market, my target audience comes in, Sean, because the title of the book, as you see, is Keeping It Super Simple Network Marketing, What You're Not Taught from Stage. And my focus, Sean, is the 95%+ of everybody in the industry, no matter what company they're in, that's not even earning what my mentor taught me was financial relief income. And that's an extra $500 a month. I didn't say $5,000. I didn't say $50,000, you know, like we all get excited about, but $500 a month. And my question I ask people, you know, as I say, the average John, Joe, and Mary is, would you be able to sleep better at night, or would it give you some breathing room if you knew you had an extra $500 a month being deposited into your bank account every single month like clockwork? And I've never had anybody say, no, that wouldn't work for me. And I realized that, Sean, because I've done it, of course, like I said, comma checks and multiple times, but of those big audiences that's out there in your regional events, your Super Saturdays, your internationals, your blueprint, your leadership, you know, whatever, 95% of them, if not more, is not even making $500 a month. So
wow.
I said, why is this? Why is this? And so as I started looking at my experience and what I'm being taught and what I started sharing with my teams, I started helping several people actually hit that target number. And I realized it was because of simplicity, doing it where an 8-year-old child can understand it. And then they would teach it, and then they would teach it. And next thing you know, they were calling me up crying, saying, I can't believe I did it. You know, and it was just amazing. So that's what, So I just decided, hey, I need to run with this.
So when you got started, obviously it wasn't perfect, right? When you got started in Tupperware. So I know one of the things that we talked about, right, was you went through a lot, and that was part of what motivated you, because you didn't want people to make a lot of the mistakes that you made, man. If you would, just – I want to share your story a little bit so people can know, because people always assume that if you have success, you've always been successful. They don't realize the growing pains and the challenges and the blood and the sweat and the tears that someone goes through in order to reach that pivotal moment of success, right? And it really is a moment, because a lot of times you can reach success, touch it, and then lose it. So if you would, just share a little bit of your story, Mark.
Well, here's the thing, and I will. Everybody has that, like you say, what I like to call the defining moment. And, you know, and especially back in 2007, 2008, when the market crashed, and, you know, I had bought a house and everything, and ended up losing the house and going through a divorce. I mean, I've got pretty much the typical sob story that so many people out there have got, Sean. So, you know, it wasn't pretty a lot of times, and a lot of times it was. But the thing is just I just didn't quit. Well, I had a mentor, Sean. I just got to share this with you. I had a mentor. We were staying at a hotel. We were doing like a big training event up in Virginia. And I'll never forget this. He was sitting on the bed, and he looked at me, and he said, and he was my upline leader, and he said, Mark, there's something to be said about not quitting. And I never forgot that, Sean. Of all the things he taught me, that's the one that was the most profound. There's just something to be said about not quitting, and that's what I had in me. But remember, when I was growing up, Bill, Sean, I always wanted to be a trainer, a teacher. And so network marketing allowed me the arena to make mistakes. It allowed me the arena to learn and get my skill set built up to get to where I am right now, which is strictly writing and teaching other new and struggling network marketers how to shorten their learning curve, so to speak, so that they can get to residual much faster than I did.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. So starting out, like, did you lose money? Did you, you know, did you lose friends? Did you lose, because that's, you know, a lot of people today, because they don't have the skills, right? They get caught up on the hype. I mean, and unfortunately, there are a lot of companies, man, that hype, that hype it up.
Yeah.
People get in for the wrong reasons, right? They get in emotionally instead of really looking at the tangible assets and the resources and what it is that makes it a legit good residual income-based business, right?
Right.
And So, I mean, did you lose? I mean, there was some pain there, right?
Oh, gosh. Man, I remember going to a convention. It was a 400-mile journey to get to the convention, and I literally had $20, Sean. I had $20. And when I first got to the convention, I knew, I said, okay, I got to get to this convention. I've only got $20 in my pocket. We drove up there. It was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We drove to the event in a thunderstorm. The whole way it was thunderstorms. I got there with $20. And I remember the first thing I told, I said, listen, I've got to find a McDonald's because they have a dollar menu. And if I divide this $20 bill up right with a dollar burger, dollar fry, and a drink, I can make it, and then I can get back home. So, you know, I've had the similar story that so many people have had. But what makes it different, though, what makes it different, my training, Sean, is that in my book, Keeping It Super Simple in Network Marketing, I looked at all the mistakes and all the mental and actually hands-on mistakes that people make when they first get started in the industry. And my book goes over the first five things. If you would ask me what's the first five things I need to know before I ever join Amway or before I ever join Primerica or ever join Tupperware or ever join Mary Kay or Nove or ACN or whatever, what are the first five things a brand-new person needs to know? And that's what I put in this book, Sean. I know you've read it, but I put those first five things that I believe, as I thought about my journey, that I wish they would have told me and emphasized to me when I first got started. And that's why the subtitle is What You're Not Taught from Stage. That's really what makes a difference in this book and the trainings that I do.
Got it, man. Got it. So what's, you know, I don't want you to reveal everything. But I'm going to go for it, man. I'm going to say, what is the biggest mistake? What is the biggest mistake people make?
The biggest mistake that people make, and before I give that answer, Sean, I want to say this. I'm just like you. I believe, and I've experienced, and I know that the network marketing industry is the greatest industry on planet Earth for the average John, Joe, and Mary to create significant residual income, without a doubt. No college degree needed, no special privileges needed, you know, just follow the systems and have that desire. So having said that, the biggest mistake that a new person, in my opinion, makes outside of the five things I have in my book is that, in my opinion, it's partly the industry's fault, because of the hype and so forth, as you mentioned, is that new people come in, no matter what their goals were when they first got started, a couple of extra $100, but they always end up thinking that they're going to be the next intergalactic, double ruby, triple diamond, senior vice president, regional director of the universe. That's the biggest thing. Because no matter what they say, oh, I'm a housewife, I just want to make an extra $200. Oh, I sell cars, I just want to make an extra whatever. But once they go to that first Super Saturday, that first national convention, that first regional or whatever it's called, they come out of there so hyped up and so on fire, all they talk about after that is, like I said, intergalactic, double ruby, triple diamond, senior vice president, regional director of the universe. And they take their focus. Yeah, they take their focus off of the simple things that they need to do to get to financial relief before you can get to financial independence.
That's right. That's right. That makes a lot of sense, man. And you, I know one of the things that you're all about, and you know, you're actually called the KISS Coach for a reason, right? Why do they call you the KISS Coach, man?
The KISS Coach is real simple. You know, and those of you in the industry, you've heard it. Some people call it Keep It Simple, Stupid, and all that, but I call it Keeping It Super Simple, which is the name of my book, Keeping It Super Simple. So that's what KISS stands for. That's the acronym. And then, of course, the coach, because that's all I focus on is mentoring people on how to keep it dirt simple, where an 8-year-old child, and you read the book, so you can tell an 8-year-old child can read my book, and they can tell you the first five things that people need to do when they before they ever join or if they have joined, what they need to do immediately to focus on to see immediate results.
Right.
And so that's where the KISS Code comes from. Mm-hmm.
And you're right, man. You've got to keep it truly simple for people, right?
You have to. You have to. Man, I can tell you of trainings I've been to years ago, but probably decades ago. I remember one, and I definitely won't say leaders' names and so forth, but I remember one when, because I talk a lot about exposure. I actually have a KISS Academy, which is a 40-day mentoring and training where I'm like a personal trainer to new and struggling network marketers. For 40 days, they have access to me. And so, but this particular leader was teaching from stage the what he said was the best way to pique people's interest or expose their interest in their opportunity. And I've heard that training multiple times, but every time, Sean, I would go back to my marketplace, every time I go back to my arena, I've never one time sponsored somebody or moved them closer to signing the dotted line using that exposure line. And I started wondering, why is it not working for me? I mean, the guy had a fancy suit on. He was making 50 G a month, and he was driving a Mercedes. But why isn't that line working for me and it works for him? And I can give you other examples of things that I learned that didn't really quite work. So what I would encourage my students to do, and I work in coordination with leadership. I don't say anything that's against what any company teaches, okay?
Right.
This is an enhancement. This enhances it. But I tell my students, I said, you know, once you learn the system and once you learn what you're taught from your mentors and your organization and in your company, at the same time, and I learned this from experience, Sean, don't be afraid to be a little bit creative. Because if it's continually not working, you know, sometimes you do need to tweak it. And it's okay to tweak it on your own because you are an independent representative, not a dependent representative. And that's what it took me decades to learn. So when I started tweaking things and making it and dummying it down, so to speak, that's when I started not only making money and being able to go full time and help other people, you know, that's when it started happening. So I have a different type of, you know, definitely keeping it super simple and everything.
Wow. Very cool, man. Very cool. So, hey, guys, you are listening to Success Movement Radio. I am your host, Sean Wyman. Our guest tonight, Mark the Pro Jackson. Now, Mark, I was going to hold off, man, but I'm so excited because you're actually giving away a few of your books tonight, right?
I am. Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait.
So how about this? Because I want to get some callers. And I know there's some people out there right now that are like, oh, I want to call, but I don't know. So you know what? Let's entice them, Mark. Let's put one of your books up for bid. How about we say the next person that calls into the show gets an autographed copy of your book. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Awesome, man. So, hey, guys, the next person who calls in, the telephone number is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. You will get an autographed copy of Mark's book, Keeping It Super Simple in Network Marketing, What You're Not Taught from Stage. Guys, I can tell you I've read this book. As a network marketer, as a network marketing professional, I wish I would have had this book 10 years ago when I started in the network marketing industry, and I wish I would have had someone like Mark around to talk to get the valuable lessons that he has shared in his book, because they are legit, they are really solid, and you will absolutely love this book if you are a network marketer in the industry. And we have got a caller. So hang on 1 second. Mark, we're going to take a call. Are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see. There we go. All right, you are live on Success Movement Radio. How are you doing? Who am I speaking to?
This is Monica Reed. What are you doing?
Ah, Monica Reed from Pensacola, Florida. Hey, beautiful, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You're so funny because I'm sitting here multitasking. I'm actually working and listening to the radio show at the same time. And then you entice me with the free book, and so I have to call.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm doing fantastic. Hope you are.
I am. Awesome. Well, I'm definitely interested in your information because I actually have a side business that I would love to get the $500 a month monthly residual income, but haven't been mm-hmm. able to work through that quite yet. So mm-hmm. that's the reason why I'm listening to the show. So thank
awesome.
You for participating.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So do you
I
have a
that.
Question for Mark?
You know, other than reading his book, I'm just the question that I really have is, you know, the whole multi-level marketing for me is about selling your product, right? But I have a lot of friends that I interact with and family members, and no matter what I seem to do, even though I try to keep it simple with them, they don't really seem to want to buy into what it is that I'm wanting to share with them. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm looking for a little bit of advice, because I firmly believe in what I'm participating in, but they just, you know, I don't, it's like I share and share and share, but nobody wants to, I guess, buy into the, the product.
Well, that's a great point, and I talk about that a lot in my trainings that I do, Monica. And before I forget, Monica, let me let you know, if you would just send me an email to thekisscoach@markthepro.jackson.com, thekisscoach@markthepro.jackson.com, and just put in the subject free book or something like that, and give me your mailing address so I know where to mail the book to, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Okay. No problem. Yes. Now, to get to your issue there. Someone asked me a few weeks ago. I was doing a little a free 99, I call it, a little free 99 training on one of the broadcasts out there, social media. And they asked me. They said, "Who would you say is the perfect prospect?" That was their question. How would you describe the perfect prospect? And, and Monica, my answer to them, because prospecting is something that, you know, you got to get pretty decent at if you're going to make it in the industry. And my answer to him was, my KISS answer, as I call it, was the perfect prospect is the person that asks you for what you have. See, a lot of times you may be doing it in a nice way. I heard you say that you share, and that's good because you do want to share. But what I've learned in my 30-plus years in the industry, Monica, is that when people actually ask you for what you have, that increases the chances of them either joining or buying or looking at your information. Let's start with that. Look, that's what you really want. For them to look at your information or sample your product, it increases the chances of them doing it by 50%. Now, I wasn't taught this on stage. This is what I've learned. And so what you want to do, Monica, is you want to get good or at least proficient at these folks that you're talking to, whether it's online or offline, face-to-face, is knowing what to say to get them to ask you for what you have.
Yeah.
Because if you force it on them without them asking, they're going to push back. But if they ask you for the information, if they ask you how, show me, what are you talking about, sounds interesting. If they ask you, now you're giving them a gift. You're not just slinging your business cards, doing what I like to call assault and battery. You don't want to do assault and battery. You want them to ask you so you can give them your gift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, that's very profound, and as you are aware of, very simplistic in nature, right? So beautiful advice, and I thank you for answering my question. That was awesome.
No problem.
Awesome. Monica, do you get the information so that you can email Mark so he can get a book to you?
Yeah, let me get my pen. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I had to walk out.
No,
of my
it's okay.
Because I've actually got you on speaker on my computer. So hold on. Okay.
So
okay,
Mark,
what's that?
Yeah, it's the KISS Coach. The KISS Coach. At Mark the Pro, Mark has a K in it, M-A-R-K, markthepro.jackson.com.
Beautiful.
Okay,
okay,
and you want me to sign that?
Thank you
want
so
me to
much.
Sign that to you? You want me to sign it
I
to you, right?
I would love that, yes, thank you.
Okay, M-O-N-I-C-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. How do you spell your last name, R-E-E-D?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. And, Sean, thanks for letting me participate.
Yes. Thanks for jumping on, Monica. It's great to hear from you.
Yes, and we'll chat soon.
Yes, I hope so. I hope so. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All
well,
right.
That was cool, man. I love having callers, man. Yeah. And Monica
great
and I actually go
too.
Way back. It was a phenomenal question. And I know Monica, you know, we've been friends for a while. So really cool to hear that she's listening to the show. And so thanks, Monica. I know you're going to enjoy the book. So, all right. So we're going to do another one. We're going to do another giveaway. So if you want to call in, if you feel like you missed your shot, we got a couple more books we're going to give away tonight. But here's something else, right, Mark? You got something really special going on tomorrow night, don't you?
Oh, man, that might be part of the reason why I can't sleep, Sean. You know, the trainings that I do, you know, I always say my trainings don't necessarily come from the good old boys school of network marketing, the cookie-cutter type training. It truly is simplistic and effective. And tomorrow I'm doing a training that very few people have ever heard. It is a Mark the Pro Kiff Coach original. And it is a 90-minute training for new and struggling network marketers or, you know, people that's in the industry. And that one call, Sean, is going to shave 3 to 5 years off their learning curve. And that's a guarantee.
That's awesome.
And so the call, yeah, the call is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is 90 minutes. It will conclude with question and answer. And so I'm really trying to get that call packed out because the information, the title of the training, I go ahead and name the title of the training, is called The Seasons of Network Marketing. The Seasons
nice.
Of Network, and it's not the training. Yeah, it's not the training that Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn had one also that sounded a little bit like that, but this is not his training. This is an original that will blow your socks off.
Nice. Yeah, you've got a great what's the word I'm looking for with Jim Rohn, right? I know you follow or you did follow Jim Rohn or you follow Jim Rohn, and there's something about that, isn't there?
Well, actually, Jim Rohn was what I call my mentor from afar. I personally never met him. The gentleman that I did meet and that trained me personally through my journey, part of my journey, was Mark Yarnell. And, of course, both of those gentlemen have passed away now. But Mark Yarnell, the one that wrote the book, Your First Year in Network Marketing, was one of my personal mentors. We talk on the phone and whatnot. But yeah, Jim Rohn, some of my students that have come through my KISS program, my Keeping It Super Simple training program, one of them especially, she always says, you know, you're my Jim Rohn, because she loves the, you know, how the training is, and she says, you know, I just love it. She loves to get those nuggets that I share and get those immediate results. So yeah, that was the connection with Jim Rohn. That was it.
That is awesome, man. Well, hey, we got another caller, man. You ready to take another caller?
I think so. Let's do it.
All right, let's see who we got here. Area code 425. You are live on Success Movement Radio with Sean Wyman and Mark the Pro Jackson. Welcome to the movement. Who are we speaking to? Hello? And we're going to mute him out. We'll close it out. I have no idea.
Okay.
Sometimes, sometimes that happens, man. Sometimes they just jump on,
they got
like
nervous.
They want to listen to the show. Yeah, maybe they did. They got stage fright. They're like, "Whoa, that was a strong introduction."
Oh, they missed out on the free. They missed out on a free book. Oh my goodness.
I know, man. And you know, I never say free because you know what? There is so much value. So by the way, this book is valued. You will save yourself years of time, years of headaches, years of struggle, and that is worth thousands upon thousands of dollars that you will not make the mistake
Absolutely.
Of spending on poor training. I can't tell you how many poor trainings I spent money on just to learn what sucked, right? Sometimes you have to invest in something to learn what sucks. And then when you go, well, that sucked. All right, well, I guess I got the value out of it because I learned that it sucked, right? I won't do that again. But if you can avoid those pains, right, if you can avoid that financial loss and, more importantly, that time loss, because to me, man, time is one of the most important things that we have.
You're exactly right. I was going to say one of the young ladies in my program, she had been in network marketing probably about 5 years, and she's been to the different trainings and so forth, and she had joined a different company, and she wasn't getting the results that she wanted, Sean, and we did one of our training calls through my KISS program and gave them a little homework assignment. And she went out the very next day and did it. And, Sean, she came back. She called me up. She lives in Texas. I live in North Carolina. She called me up just screaming on the phone. She said, "I can't believe it." I said, "Well, what happened?" She said, "I got 11. She said 11 people asked me to give them the information, which goes
there
back
you go.
To my answering Monica's question. She got 11 email addresses, gave her videos out, her information to 11 people, and she was ecstatic. She says, Mark, I've been doing this for about 5 years, and I've never had immediate results this fast. She says, I can't believe how simple you kept it.
That's awesome,
so,
man. And
yeah.
It only takes a spark, man. It only takes a spark to just show somebody that they can actually, that they're capable of doing it. I remember that was big for me, man, when I got that spark and all of a sudden it took off and,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden you're qualifying for a car and all of a sudden this is happening, this is happening. It's insane. But, hey, we got another caller, man. Let's try this again. I'll try not to scare him this time, all right?
Be nice to him.
I'll try. So, hey, what's up? Area code 310. You are live on Success Movement Radio with Sean Wyman and Mark the Pro Jackson. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Hey, Sean. It's Lucy Polanco from California.
Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Welcome
to the movement. How are you doing? Good.
Really good, and I'm really enjoying your talk with Mark there, and he sounds like a very nice guy. How are you?
Oh, Mark is awesome. Mark is awesome.
I don't know how he's still up after 24 hours of no sleep. I couldn't do it.
He's an animal, man. He's an animal. So, Lucy, what's your question?
So my question for you, Mark, is I've been involved in network marketing for many, many years myself. What keeps you pumped up? What keeps you excited? Because, I mean, I know we're all human, and you've got your good days, your bad days, your good months,
mm-hmm.
your not-so-good months. What keeps
mm-hmm.
you focused? What keeps you excited about keep going?
That's a great question, Lucy. To answer that, I just need to share a little something with you. When I started the network marketing industry, in my heart, in my soul, I wanted to be a speaker, a trainer. I love network marketing, and it taught me that, gave me that personal growth and that exposure to get on stage and talk to 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 people or 200 people or 20 people for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could fine tune, you know, network, you can fine tune yourself. So that's why I appreciate the industry. Like I said, I've made money, I've had success, and I help people. But in my heart, in my soul, I wanted to do what I'm doing right now. And I didn't know I was going to write a book. I mean, first of last year, I had no clue I was going to write a book. That was kind of like sudden.
Mm-hmm.
But the training part, people have told me this, man, you got it. You need to be on, you know, they tell me, Mark, you need to get on the big stage and just train. Forget network marketing because you teach it. You teach us where we get it. So to answer your question, when I first got started, you know, we always talk about our why. You know, we've all heard that training a million
mm-hmm.
times, right? But,
right.
But it is true. But what really kept me going, Lucy, is that I knew deep down inside of me that I wanted, and we talked about Jim Rohn, and I'm African American, and my friends said, you know, you're like the black Jim Rohn, and that you know it was you know
that's a very nice compliment.
It was a very nice compliment, but in my heart, mm-hmm. and let me just be transparent, in my heart, that's what I always wanted to be. That was my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
trained people that weren't even in my downlines, and they got results. So what
yeah.
keeps me going is knowing what my purpose was at any particular time. That's what
yeah.
kept me driving. Now, at one time, it was ranking up in network marketing companies. You know, we all want to hit the different levels and so forth, get the car
sure.
and so forth. But
mm-hmm.
at this point in my journey, you know, I have my own business now of writing and teaching network marketers how to keep it super simple. So my purpose now is to be
mm-hmm.
one of the very best in the industry at what I do, and also
mm-hmm.
I have a tremendous why, because my
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would say what that is. My wife is Filipina. She lives in the Philippines, and
mm-hmm.
I'm determined to get her to the States because we have some issues getting her here. So my purpose now is to grow this business, help out tens of thousands of people in network marketing, show them how to keep
mm-hmm.
it super simple. And as a result, reward them by helping them have success. And as a result, it reciprocates and rewards me, and I can do more to help her and her family. So it's got to be that purpose, what you know you want no matter what.
Yeah, you're right. And I occasionally lose sight of that. I get so wrapped up in the day-to-day
mm-hmm.
work of it. And I really enjoy, pardon me, what I do. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes there are struggles, and you're right. You got to always
mm-hmm.
go back to that why.
and I think I forgot.
well, Lucy, I will tell you this. In my book, there's a chapter, one of the five things, because this book covers the first five things. Now, I will be writing another book giving you the next five things you need to know. But this mm-hmm. book is the first five things. And one of the things, ironically, of the five, there's a chapter in the book called The Truth About Your Why. And just mm-hmm. real briefly, I've heard the why training a million times. I'm sure you have, too. And I've mm-hmm. seen leaders get in front of the room and they say, you know, who has a why they want to share? And you see these people get up and they're crying and they're boohooing about their why.
Right.
And I mm-hmm. sit there as a leader, as a quiet leader. I sat there and I listened to their whys. And in my mind, Lucy, I was saying, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
They won't be around long. They won't be around. But the leader never had the guts to tell them that. Or even pull them to the side and tell them that because it sounded good. It sounded noble. And so I have a chapter in my book called The Truth About Your Why, and that's one of my trainings that I do to tell people, you know, let's get rid of the BS why and let's get to a real why that you're willing to die for.
Interesting. That's good stuff. I have read up on whys, and, you know, we have good leadership, and we do team calls all the time, and all that stuff is very, very important. Meaning the people that I have in my team as well, and I, you know, that makes me feel good because I feel like I'm helping them out. They're learning, and we're all doing this together as a team. Like I said, thank you. That's a great answer. That's you're right, because it took me a long time to figure out my why, because I felt like mm-hmm. some of the whys that I was writing down, they sounded good, but they just weren't enough. They weren't something that was stirring in my soul.
Well, you know what I found out, Lucy? Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I hit my mute button. I'm sorry. This is what I found out. And once again, this is what you're not taught from stage. It only takes one. I know they tell us to write three down, write 10 down, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is what I learned, Lucy. It only takes one. When you get that one right, why? You're going to be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to stop you. It don't take three whys and six whys. It only takes one real why.
Yeah. I agree. And you've got to be really honest with yourself.
You have to be. Just email me at thekisscoach@markthepro.com and, you know, and just put down free book and give me your name and all and the address you want me to mail your book to, and I'll send you an autographed copy.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you. And you got a great narrator there, Sean, great man, and I have high respect for him and love him and his family. He's a good, good person.
He's a great person.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you, Lucy. I inboxed you the email.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you
for having me on. All right.
Glad to have you. All right, man. And then there were two. We got one left. It's so fun, man. Phone calls are like I think that's like the one thing I really enjoy, man, is when the audience gets involved. It just like changes the whole show, because we can have like this whole concept, and then they come on and they totally change the whole concept, which is beautiful. I love it.
But great questions, man. Great questions, because everybody has those questions, you know?
Right. And I guarantee you there's people that are listening to the show or that will listen to the replay that will get value from those questions, man. Big time. Big time. So, man, I'm trying to see where to go next, man. There's been so much already, so much value. So how do you – let's talk about you. Let's talk about, like, your coaching and things like that. How do you add value to your clients, Mark?
By getting them results. And two things, getting them results and letting them have fun again. Because one thing I learned, Sean, is that we have great events. You know, I've been in different companies, and I've seen, you know, I've got primary mentors that really took me under their wing. But I remember when I was out there, what I call suspecting, not really prospecting, but, you know, out there talking to people, and my stomach would knot up, Sean. My stomach would knot up. My heart rate would increase. I'm perspiring up under my arms. My voice is quivering. And that's not fun. Network marketing is supposed to be part-time, spare time, supplemental income, where you're having fun. You shouldn't be like you, a job you hate to go to. And this was one of the other things I didn't hear from stage in over 30 something years, is that you really do have to make it fun. Whatever you got to do to make it fun, you've got to make it fun. It should not be stressful. So what I do in my program, my 40-day mentoring program, is my 40-day academy, is I teach them these keeping it super simple tips that work, and I also show them how to have fun with it. I mean, they literally do their testimonies on my calls, and they're laughing about the situations that they were in, and they would say, "Hey, Mark, I remember you said to do it this way. When I did it, oh, it was hilarious, but it worked. It worked." And so that's how I reach out and communicate with my KISS students in my academy, Sean, is by having fun and keeping it simple and making sure they get results.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. So we got about 15 minutes, so let's throw it out there. We got one more book to give away tonight. So, guys, mm-hmm. if you want this last book, and this really is valued at – I mean, for some people, it's invaluable because there's so much information. And what's really cool is Mark did a great job of writing a very simple book. Mark, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Just there was a weird sound that came across.
Oh, okay. I'm here. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. We're good to go. So, guys, just a really invaluable book. Mark, we've got him, man. We've got somebody on the line. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, hey, you are live on Success Movement Radio with Sean and Mark Jackson. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Hey, it's Angela from Los Angeles.
Hi, Angela. Welcome to the movement. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing really good. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Calling all the way from L.A. That's awesome.
Yes, it's gorgeous here. And
awesome.
I've loved everything so far. Hello, Lucy. I'm very, very new to network marketing.
Perfect.
I just started in November.
And all right, congratulations.
Thank you. So my biggest, the hardest thing I run up against is people asking the question, like when I'm prospecting for promoters. And the question I get is, well, how much are you making? And right now, I ain't making that much money, you know?
and you don't want to lie to them, right? You don't want to lie to them.
And I can't lie. I can't lie. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, I just kind of generally say, well, not as much as I want to be. But, you know, I'm working on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that question? Because everybody has to start out at some point when they're not really making that much money in the beginning. And you kind of have to get people on board, you know. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely, absolutely. And normally I train on that in my class, in my academy. But I want to give you a little information here. Don't tell anybody I did it. Okay.
Yeah, nobody else remember, is listening either, Mark. It's just
just between you and me, Angela. Just between you
That's
and
right.
me.
That's right. I'm mute now.
And Sean, yeah. But I actually have a whole training on that, those overcoming those objections. But you want to have fun with it at the same time, and you know the situation. You know what you – certain situations you can say some things and certain situations you can't, right? But let me just give you because your whole objective, and I won't ask you what it is, I'll just give you the answer. Your whole objective, and people don't realize this when they're out prospecting, your whole objective is not to recruit them. Your main goal should not be to recruit them, and your main goal should not be for them to be your customer in the beginning. Your goal is for them to look at the information. That's your whole mindset. Because if you put yourself under the stress that you got to recruit that person, then you're not going to have fun. You're not, and they can sense it. Your whole goal is to get the information in their hands. Your goal is not just to get it in their hands, but for them to ask you for it.
Okay.
You with me? Okay.
Yeah.
So when they say how much money, Angela, are you making? Here's a fun way to answer that, because you want to redirect them back to your goal, which is getting the information in their hand. So you'd ask me, you say, well, Mr. Jackson, how much money are you making? I would just give you a simple answer with a nice little smile. And I said, I'd say, Angela, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. You see how easy that was? It's mm-hmm. funny. It's relaxed. And you'd be surprised, mm-hmm. Angela, how many people would let it go right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to open up another can of worms. I'd say, Angela, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. How soon can you watch this video? See how I redirect it back to where I want them to be? How soon can you watch this 7-minute video? Oh, I can watch it tonight. Fantastic. Boom, you're done. So,
right.
So sometimes we can make a, what do they call it, a mole out of a mountain or a mountain out of a molehill or something,
mm-hmm.
whatever they
mm-hmm.
say. You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
We make
mm-hmm.
it bigger than what it really is. So that's
right.
one way that you, that's one little thing that you can do and have fun with. The other thing that, let me just leave it right there. I don't want to give away everything, Sean.
we're gonna send Angela a copy of the book, right?
Yeah, we'll send Angela a copy of the book, and she'll see the first 5 things, and we're gonna announce something else in a few minutes that I definitely want you to get on, Angela, tomorrow night. I'm doing a special training call, and we'll tell everybody how to do that.
Oh, cool.
That.
Sounds great.
Okay.
So
thank
Angela,
you, so
you got
awesome.
you got Mark's information.
Let me get it again. It's Go ahead.
The Kiss Coach
mm-hmm.
at markthepro.jackson.com. The Kiss Coach at Mark, that's with a K, M-A-R-K. The Kiss Coach at markthepro.jackson.com. Just send me an email. Let me know you got a free book and your address that you want me to mail your autographed copy to.
All right. Sounds good. I'm jumping
okay.
up and down. I'm excited.
Awesome. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you so much.
Great
Thank
to have you,
Angela.
On the show. And then, are you there?
I am.
All right, cool. And then there were 3, man. You did it. You got rid of all 3 books. Congratulations.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Thank you. I'm excited
that
for them.
That is awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for them, too, because there is some great value, especially like Angela, brand new out of the gate, right? I remember, mm-hmm. like, when she said I was brand new, it's like I just got sucked back 10 years.
In the vacuum.
And,
huh?
And Angela, my prayer is that your experience will be much, much better, that you will have an amazing, amazing experience from coming right out of the gate and just do wonderful things in this industry. And just really excited for everybody that got a copy of the book tonight. That's amazing, man. So, Mark, we are going on. I cannot believe this, Mark. Can you believe we're almost at like 7 minutes, my friend? We're at 7 minutes left in the show, man. So what would you like to leave the audience with, man? What's the and you've given so much tonight, so I want to thank you for that. But I'm going to ask for a little bit more, man.
Okay.
You know, I always try to push for my audience, right, to give them as much as I possibly can. So what is what else can you share with the audience tonight? One more tidbit, one more nugget. I know you also got your gift giveaway that you want to talk about as well. So go ahead, Mark.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you. So many tips I could give, but one thing I want you to realize, whether you're in the industry a while or whether you're just getting started, like Angela's just getting started launching her business, is that you don't have to be great at everything. I know we see the fancy people on stage. I was one of them, right? We see them talking fast, and we see them doing these immaculate trainings, and we're taking those copious notes, and you're sitting in the million-dollar seats, which are the first 3 rows, right? You all know what I'm talking about. But when we get in front of that atmosphere, we see the pyrotechnics, the glitter coming from the ceiling, the balloons, and we get so caught up and we feel like we got to be like that lady on stage, or we've got to be like that gentleman on stage. And when you keep it super simple, because remember, well over 95% of everybody in the industry is not even making $500 a month. So let's get to one step first, okay, before we get to that point. And so in order to do that, what you're going to need to do, guys, is you don't have to be great at everything. Just get a little bit better at what you're good at and get a little bit better at what you're bad at. That is the secret formula to moving you towards where you need to be. because in the corporate world, they teach you you're bad at something, you really need to focus on getting good at that, right? But in network marketing, it is not like that. Whatever you're good at, get a little bit better. Whatever you're awful at, just get a little bit better. Because if you do that, you will eventually have people on your team that's good or great at what you just got a little bit better at. Okay, but it will happen. But you just work on getting a little bit better on both ends of the spectrum. So that's my tip there. What I want to mention to you guys is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am doing a special KISS training. The title of the training is called the Seasons of Network Marketing. This is an original KISS training that I put together that I've only done it like one other time. Now this particular training, the way folks have been registered for it is that they had to go to my website and purchase an autographed copy of my book for $19, okay, at markthepro.jackson.com. That's where they would purchase it. But, Sean, just for your listeners, I'm going to slash that big time, but I want them to have a copy of my book. So what I'm going to do, Sean, is I'm going to offer my ebook, okay, where you can they can All download right. to their tablet, their laptop. And my ebook is only $4.99, and all they have to do is go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/KISSMLMEbook, KISSMLMEbook. That will take them directly to the Amazon link where they can purchase the book for $4.99, and this is all you need to do. I need you to go to my email, okay? Get in my email, the KISS coach at markthepro.jackson.com, and let me know that you purchased a copy of the book. If you want to give me a screenshot or your confirmation number, you know, but this is kind of like I'm taking your word for it, okay? Purchase it for $4.99. Not only will you have the ebook, Sean, but they're also going to enroll them into this training that I'm doing tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
So that's a huge discount there. They'll have the book, and they won't regret this training. This training is going to blow their socks off. They're going to be telling everybody in their downline, everybody in their upline, and they're going to be like, why didn't you tell me this when I first got started?
That's
it's powerful,
awesome,
Sean.
Man. Awesome. Well, thank you, man, for such a generous offer. I know there are a lot of people that are either here live or that will catch the replay that will really benefit from that. So, and I'm going to try to jump on as well. I'm actually leaving
okay,
to go to Miami early on Friday morning, but I'm going to try to jump on as well, man, because I've already learned a lot. I already consider you a dear friend anyway, man. And
absolutely.
Anyway,
same
I can
here.
Support
same
you
here.
And just, man, there's never enough training, man. There's never enough. You should always be wanting to learn. You should always be wanting to grow. So, Mark, man, I cannot thank you enough, my friend, for the value that you've given tonight, the time, the commitment, and just being yourself, man, and putting some great information out there. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I thank you, Sean. Appreciate the opportunity. I had a lot of fun. I can't believe an hour is gone already.
I know, man. We're coming down to the ticker. We're coming down to the end, and I've got about 2 minutes left, man, and I got a couple more things I got to do as I close out. But, guys, you've just listened to Mark the Pro Jackson tonight, rocking it out, sharing great information about how to grow your network marketing business. Go check out his book on Amazon, Keeping It Super Simple in Network Marketing, What Not Taught from Stage. All right? Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you. Mark the Pro Jackson on Facebook also.
There you go. Yeah, definitely follow them, connect them. And I'm going to also add you, Mark, to the Welcome to the Movement community as well, where a lot of our listeners are a part of that community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Mark. All right, guys.
Okay.
So as we're coming to an end, my name is Sean Wyman. You have been listening to Success Movement Radio. I'm also the author of the book, Let Go, The Movement Process. Look, let's face it, we all get stuck somewhere in our life. We all face traumatic issues. We all face challenges. This book shares with you how to identify what you're stuck in, how to let it go, and how to move forward in your life. So check it out on Amazon, Let Go, The Movement Process. And I want to thank everybody that's on this show that's been a part of here, both live and to all of you that will watch the replay. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing evening. And remember, no matter what, welcome to the movement, because you are always welcome. Keep moving forward. Until the next show, see you soon, guys.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft, smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.